Let's see first the vowels in Spanish. The A, we say it, A. A. E is E. E. I is E. E. O is O. O. And U is U. U. Then when you've got a word with two vowels together, you just have to say the pronunciation of the first one and the pronunciation of the second one, both together. So for example, when you want to say in Spanish air, this is A-I-R-E. So the A and the I are together. So you'll pronounce it aire. Aire. You say A for the A and E for the I. And you try to put it close together. Aire. The same when you are trying to say 20. 20 has an E and an I together. But first is the E and after is the I. So then you'll have to say 20. 20. Let's see some pronunciation rules with some consonants. The B and the V have the same pronunciation in Spanish. So then, when you say Barcelona, it's with a B, Barcelona. But when you say, for example, in English you call Valencia, in Spanish we say Valencia. Valencia. We haven't got the V sound. The H is silent in Spanish. So all words in Spanish, they've got an H, you just don't pronounce it. For example, when we say hello, we say hola. Hola. There is an H before the O, but we ignore it. We don't say hola. We ignore the H and we say hola. Let's see the letter J. This letter in Spanish is like a strong English H. So then if you want to say ham, in Spanish it's called jamón, but you need to try to do it slightly stronger. Jamón. Jamón. If you're unable to do it as strong as that, don't worry, because if you pronounce it as an H, it's fine. People will understand you. The double L in Spanish is similar than in English Y. So then, for example, when you say your name and you say me llamo, and after your name, the word llamo has a double L, but we don't pronounce it as an L. We pronounce it similar than a Y. Llamo. Llamo. We've got a special letter in Spanish. It is called ñ. It's this N with a little line on top of it, and it has a completely different pronunciation. It is a similar pronunciation than the N and the I together in the word onion. That ñ sound. For example, when you want to say in Spanish the word toilet or bathroom, it is baño. Baño. Just imagine, rather than an ñ, you've got an N and an I. The Spanish T is very similar, but the only difference is we don't let the air come through. So then, when in English you say when you want to have a tea, you say T. In Spanish, to say T, we put a T and an E. So it's T. We say T. Te. Or if you want to say tomato, it is tomate, but you don't need to let the air come in through. You say tomate. Tomate. And the letter Z is similar than an English TH. For example, when you want to say shoe, in Spanish is zapato. Zapato. But in some places in south of Spain and in Latin America, the Z is pronounced as an S. So probably, rather than zapato, you will hear some people saying zapato. Zapato. And this is also correct.